Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether it's your first time here or you've been coming your whole life, we are so glad that you're here with us today. We have a few quick announcements. First of all, you may have noticed that I am not Melissa and that Melissa is not here today. I have a message from her. A couple days ago, she felt some numbness in her feet and so went into the doctor to see what was going on, and they decided to keep her for a few days and do some tests. They've been running a lot of tests, and they've also started her on steroid treatments, and so right now she would really appreciate all of our prayers. She will be coming home today, though, and so we'll be back home soon to be with her family. And for today, we'll just be lifting all of them up in prayer and celebrating when she can be back home soon. We have a few other announcements today as well.
Good morning. Don't panic, I'm not up here for the church mouse. I know it's May. However, I have now moved on to the flea market. So I just wanted to remind you that if you want to get a space to sell your treasures, please get your application in to Jenny Barley as soon as you can. It'll be helpful in knowing how many spaces that we have and how many we have left. Number two, we're going to need your help. It's not going to happen without some help, mainly on Friday and, of course, on the day of the flea market on Saturday. We need your help. And so there are sign-up sheets on the kiosk starting today. Take a minute and go look and see what you might be able to do to help. It's kind of like the church mouse. There's not a whole lot of time that you need to help. You know, if you can't help at an hour, that's great. 2 hours, that's great. All day, that's great. So if you just take the time and go look on the kiosk and see where you can help. Thank you.
Good morning. Just want to remind all those lucky individuals that were able to purchase flowers for the Mother's Day hanging basket sale to benefit the Guatemala Mission. They're available for pickup here at this church Tuesday morning after 10 a.m. There was a misprint in some of the brochures that were out there that said May 8th, but Tuesday, May 5th is the date for pickup. Thank you.
Announcement for youth group. We'll be having junior high and senior high youth group today from 6 to 8. Let's meet right here at GPC. And this is the final day to get in your RSVPs and permission slips for the junior high retreat that's coming up on the 16th to 17th. So if you haven't handed it in yet, and most of you haven't, find me, call me, Facebook me, you know the drill. We also will be having a special session meeting right after worship in the adult lounge. We have a few new members that we're going to be welcoming. We'll hear about their faith journey, and then we'll all get to welcome them here in worship in a couple weeks. Now let us turn our hearts and minds to God.
Thank you.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. For the vine emerging from the earth.
Thanks be to God.
For the fruit of community abundant in this place.
Thanks be to God.
For the connection found in the source of all life.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in the prayer of confession printed in your bulletin. Gracious source of life, you have planted seeds of mercy, grace, and hope in us, so that we might grow together in your love. Instead, we've picked up the shears, determined to do our own pruning. We are well practiced in separating ourselves from each other and from you. We think we can bear fruit from our own efforts and sense of individualism. We are withering. Strengthen us to the vine that we may grow in our dependence on you and one another. Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit." It is God's love that enables us to grow and bear fruit. We say this to one another in faith and confidence, since nothing can separate us from God's love.
Come forward and join me up front. Good morning, everybody. You're all looking pretty nice and summery today. Isn't it nice to finally be warm out? So I brought this plant in from the hallway for us all to take a look at. You guys see how all the leaves are connected to each other? What would happen if I were to pick this leaf and put it in my pocket? What would happen? It would die. Uh-oh. What if I picked two leaves and put them in my pocket? Would that be okay? Would that be good for them? No, it probably wouldn't. In today's Bible story, Jesus tells us that he is the vine. He is this big, long stem right here. I'll lift it up. And every single one of us is connected to Jesus. But if we get separated from Jesus, then we don't have enough to keep us strong and healthy. So when we come together and we get to share about Jesus and share about God's love, that helps keep us strong, that helps us learn about how much God cares for us. It also helps when you can share God's love with other people, too. You guys can do that, right? Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and pray together. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Help us to stay close to you. Amen. Okay, time for Sunday school.
The first reading today is from 1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love has made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he loved us first. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
I love all my nature, all the branches, the earth.
Our second reading today comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Listen now for the word of God. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Friends, this is God's word shared for us today. I have to admit, I'm not the best person to give a sermon about vines and branches. Biblical scholars assume that Jesus was talking about grapevines in this passage, and I haven't spent that much time in wine country. I can handle pumpkins and cucumbers, and after that, things get a little misty in my mind. Sort of a movement of leaves, I think, somewhere. Up here in New York, we have Niagara grapes. So I'm betting that some of you who have lived here longer have been on winery tours before. You may have seen grapevines stretching far and clinging to ropes, full of fruit and carefully tended. What I do understand about grapevines is they tend to have one long vine and then lots of little branches that grow off of it. And in that old Kevin Bacon 6 degrees of separation sense, that means that if he is the vine and we are the branches, we are connected by 0 degrees. Pretty good, huh? Christ is our support system, as connected to us as the stems of a plant. We have our roots in God's love, and we are always tethered to the knowledge that Christ's grace is there for us, each and every day. No matter how hard things get in our lives, or how uncertain they may seem, we are still growing and nourished by God's vine. We need to remember that. And usually, we do a pretty good job. Sometimes we even go a little too far. We love thinking about how connected we are to Jesus, how we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as our Savior. We sing "Jesus Loves Me" instead of "Jesus Loves Us," even though both songs are right. We don't really have the same word that the Greek did for communal you. So today's scripture passage is about I am the vine and you are the branches. But if we were down south, I would have translated it as y'all. This isn't you alone. Don't worry. This is not a one branch plant. We are all the branches together. It's easy for us to think about how wonderful it is to have a friend in Jesus and to forget about those other awkward, less fruitful branches on the vine. After all, surely Jesus loves me, because I'm special, right? I do good things, or I haven't caused trouble, or I looked and I act in a certain way, so I must be special enough to be a branch on Jesus' vine. But vines aren't very healthy with just a few branches. In fact, one vine has lots of branches, which also means that, in that same Kevin Bacon way, we are connected to everyone else by just 1 degree of separation. That's pretty close. Maybe even too close for comfort. Jesus tells us that he is the vine and we are the branches, and I think it's supposed to be a pretty message. After all, being supported by Jesus is definitely a good thing. But, well, branches on vines tend to be pretty small. They're just little offshoots of a main vine, pieces that are completely dependent on a main branch. And that can be a little scary. If we're just a branch, just a brick, just one piece of the puzzle, then we're only as special as everyone else. After all, vines have plenty of branches. And it feels odd, or sometimes even painful, to think that this branch is just as important as a branch over in Texas or in Nepal. If we're all connected, that makes us all vulnerable. Being part of the same vine means that it's our family that is searching for shelter after their homes were destroyed in an earthquake. It means that it's our people, our family, who are in hospitals or without homes. It means that the people of Nepal are our responsibility to help, which is huge and terrifying. But of course, that's the thing about vines. They connect us all. Vines are long and they stretch, and their branches can end up pretty far away from each other. So it can be easy to forget that we're all connected and start talking about them over there somewhere instead of us, children of God. You know what that's like, right? We've all talked about them before. Sometimes we talk about the decisions made in the Presbyterian Church on the national level as if we are different from them, except, of course, we are all part of the same church. We see news reports about rioting and unanswered questions in Baltimore, and we scold them for being so angry, except we forget about the decades of fear and poverty and racism that have poisoned the city. We worry about driving through unsafe neighborhoods in our own city, and we are thankful that our schools are better than theirs. Except, of course, weak schools in the city affect every part of Rochester's community. Except, of course, nobody should live in an unsafe neighborhood, especially when we're all connected. When we're all branches on the same vine, we can't ignore them. Even when their concerns and their fears don't immediately affect us. Ignoring the pain in the news doesn't separate our branches, even if we want it to. It's easy to see someone sleeping in a doorway or snapping at their kids in the supermarket as somehow different from us, as other. But those others need our help, because they're our people, just as surely as they are God's people. Sometimes we can't feel people's pain if they're reduced to statistics in the news. We get numb, but numbness doesn't last. We can't separate our church from the needy or the angry or the desperate people in the world without separating us from Christ as well. And no matter how hard it is to live in community and solidarity with other people that we may have never met, it would be worse to try living without Christ's love and grace there for us all. So how do we know when we've succeeded as branches in God's vine? How can we tell when we're actually being fruitful? And what are we doing that should maybe get pruned from our daily lives? I have a few ideas. We know some ways to be fruitful from the Apostle Paul. He tells us of the fruits of the Spirit, like being loving, peaceful, patient, and generous. But another good way to see how fruitful our church is probably to see who is nourished from our growth. When a branch is healthy and bears fruit, that fruit doesn't just stay on the branch. Unpicked fruit just goes rotten. Instead, what we make here should go out and feed the world. Just like fruit has the seeds for future plants, what we do as a church should plant the seeds for a better world. We can look at what we do throughout the week and see our effect on the people around us. We can talk to the children in the church and our neighborhoods and learn what seeds that we have already planted, sometimes ones that we didn't even know we were planting. Try it sometime. You'll learn some amazing, strange things that you forgot you had been talking about earlier. They remember. We have some blessings to share in our lives and a wonderful, supportive faith community
that is fruitful here together and takes that love and that caring out into the world. There are times that Christ's vine gets so large that we lose track of who is them and who is us. So once a month, the vine curls back around our communion table. We join together in communion, remembering that every child of God is invited to this holy table. Christ welcomes all of us to the feast, no matter who we are, no matter how long it's been since we've been there. Whether we have been fruitful or whether we are feeling withered, there is a place for us here. Whether we are still growing or just trying to recover from hard frosts and a rough winter, there is a place for us at God's table. Communion reminds us that it is Christ's love that nourishes us, Christ's sacrifice that grounds us, and Christ's grace that sustains us. Let us celebrate that we always have a place to be fed here at the table. As we share communion here, let us remember the people who are branches of our same vine out there in the world. Our lives together can plant the seeds of a better world for every person at God's table. Praise God for the chance to be strengthened and connected as one family. Amen. And please stand and join me in the affirmation of faith printed in your bulletin. We believe that God has created the world of space and time to be the sphere of his dealings with humankind. In its beauty and vastness, sublimity and awfulness, order and disorder, the world reflects to the eye of faith the majesty and mystery of its creator. We believe that God has created us for personal relationship, in which we may respond to the love of the Creator. Life is a gift to be received with gratitude and a task to be pursued with courage.
Oh,
friends, when they needed to hear it, Christ told his friends, "I am the vine. No matter who you are or where you are on this life's journey, you are part of the vine. Come to taste and see. Come to find yourself among the branches. Come to this table to grow again." The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. In ancient days, you created us in your image, envisioning us to live in relationship with all creation and with you. We saw a different way, and instead we went after worthless things and went as far away as we could from you. Even though you brought us back time and time again, we choose to see ourselves at the center of the world. So we join our voices with all those who seek you in every time and place, calling upon you with hope. Holy, 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 God our God, heaven and earth behold your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who provides the way out of sin and death. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, God, and blessed is Jesus Christ, our Lord, our life. Glorified as your Son, Jesus came to reveal your presence in the world, waking us up. He opens our eyes to your presence all around us. As we remember his life and death, as we come to the table of the resurrection, we speak of that mystery we call faith. Christ died, witness to the world. Christ grows, loving God with all that he was. Christ will come, blessing us forever.
Holy God, send your Spirit upon the bread and the cup, simple gifts from creation which grace us with your life, and upon those who gather around your table, fed with the finest wheat, that we go forth to fill the lives of all whose emptiness imprisons them. Having tasted the cup of joy, may we bring the sweet honey of hope to those parched by despair. Welcomed without question at your table of grace, may we open our hearts to all who have been forsaken by the world. Through Christ, glory and honor, praise and thanksgiving are yours, God of new life, with the Holy Spirit in your holy people, on this first day of the week and in all the days to come. Amen. We give thanks that Jesus, having faith in those gathered his friends around a similar table, and on the night before he gave himself to the authorities for death, so that they might remember and know how God's bread gives us strength. He took common bread and made it holy, just like he takes us, common people, and makes us holy. To remember, he asks us to repeat his act again and again, just as he did, saying, "Take, eat," breaking the bread and saying, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, crushed and gathered from one vine, and said, "This cup is the new covenant, poured out for all of you for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me." For we know that whenever we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we proclaim Christ's death and resurrection until he comes again. Friends, all is ready.
This is the bread of life, broken for us all. Taste and know that God is good. Friends, this is the cup of God's salvation poured out for all of us. Taste and know of God's love.
Let us pray. Abundant God, you make this feast the nourishment we need to grow more wild and wonderful. Continue to graft us onto the vine of your beloved so that we might grow more connected with you and all of creation. With this food and this drink, let us be the love that we have found in you and your beloved. Amen.
time to lift up the people in our lives together, the ones we are worried for, the moments that bring us great joy in our lives. Who has something that they would like to lift up today?
I'd cross them. Okay. I just wanted to give you a report on Ayone's progress. Her surgery was very successful, and we want to thank the ministers. One was there before and one after. She's home now under home care, and as people coming in to visit her, thank you very much for all your prayers. And she's in good shape. She'll get there eventually. She just wanted to say thank you for all your efforts. Thank you.
Helen Priestley, I would just like to ask for your prayers in the next couple of weeks for Walt and I, as we will be doing some traveling, and that we would have safe travel, and that you would just bless our time that we spend.
Traveling prayers.
Jocelyn Pym, one of my teachers, he's going through a rough time. First, his son had a hunting accident and fell out of a tree and broke his back and got an awful concussion. And now his wife has stage 3 breast cancer. So,
prayers for him and his family.
Good morning, Barb Snaith. I'd like prayers for Wendy O'Keefe. She fell earlier, later this week, and had surgery. And I just pray that she has a smooth recovery. She's had a rough couple of months, so I ask for prayers for her. Thanks.
Prayers for Wendy.
Clarine Kress, the last 3 months have been quite a whirlwind for me. I thank God for good recovery from my right knee, total knee replacement, good recovery from my emergency surgery for a bowel obstruction in March, and ask your prayers. I'm going in for a left knee total replacement on Tuesday. Thursday was my last day at the office. I thank God for almost 38 years of practice at Westside Pediatric Group. Tears and joy, it's very mixed feelings. We've been given an offer on our house and that we're planning to sell and move in June to Florida to be close to my daughter and her family. So lots and lots of changes in my life, and all your prayers. And it's certainly been a joy to be part of this congregation. And obviously, I hope I'm going to be back in a few weeks, but I just sort of, not everybody might be here, and wanted to express my gratitude. I've been here about 29, 30 years. So it's been a long faith journey.
Cheryl Fennell, prayers for my Aunt Mary Jane. They discovered she has macular degeneration, and she is getting treatment, so we pray that her eyesight can be saved. And also continued prayers for her as she lost her husband in February.
Donna Schott. I would like prayers for a gentleman who was hit by a car. He was riding a bike, and he was hit out front of our house yesterday. And it was quite scary, and just prayers for him for his recovery. From what I understand, he was a teacher at Churchville Chalai, so prayers for him.
We also lift up prayers of sympathy for the families of Richard Bodhorn, Ron Bodhorn's father, and also to George and Janice Bilovic on the death of George's sister, Christine. Prayers for them as they grieve together. Our second and third grade class brings prayers of joy and concern today. We have prayers for a great aunt who has died and for a lost baseball game. Joys that today there are birthday parties and cookouts, another baseball game, another opportunity. Joys that Bennett is in the same baseball league as me. I don't know whom he is, but it's not Bennett, and we have community here together. Joys for family that will be visiting soon, and joys for new sports and new activities coming up. And of course, we lift up Pastor Melissa in prayer, that she may have strength as she recovers, patience as she waits to learn more, and know that all of our love and the love of is here for her family and for her. Let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, you tell us that you are the vine and we are the branches. Sometimes more than others, we need to feel your roots holding us deep. We need to know that we have a foundation to stand on. And we know that your love and your grace is that sure foundation. So hold us now, God. Give us the comfort we need to continue, the nourishment and the strength to do your will, to serve your people, and to see your gracious love in everyone we meet. Help us to find strength in the world around us, joy in the sun, and laughter, knowing that we are surrounded by people who care for us. God, may we be a presence that reaches out to others in times of loss and sorrow. We pray especially for the people of Nepal as they struggle to rebuild and recover, as they mourn their loss, and they wait for answers for what comes next. We pray for the people in the city of Baltimore, that they may feel safe, there may be justice and peace, and of course, that they may come together, remembering that they are all created as your loving children. We ask all of these things, knowing that your grace is there for us, that your grace is there for Melissa, and for us, and for everyone that we meet. We ask this knowing that your Son loved us enough to come to earth, to live and die and rise again for us, and that Christ taught us this prayer to carry with us wherever we go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Just as God has created the vine and the branches, God has also blessed us with gifts to share. Let us now collect our offerings and share them with God.
Thank you. It's Carrie Dykes here, speaking on behalf of this wonderful community at GPC. We bring these gifts today because we love you. Please use these gifts to share our love with all of our brothers and sisters. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Now go out into the world in grace and peace. Love God and serve your neighbor. Know that no matter what you do, God's love is here for you every step of the way. And may you feel that blessing every minute of every day. Amen.